From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Humboldt County offices closed to the public today, but they are using the day as an opportunity to train employees on subjects like the Americans with Disabilities Act, ethics, discrimination, and sexual harassment. County offices will resume normal business hours tomorrow. Law enforcement and other critical services are not affected by the closure. Redwood Coast Energy Authority continues efforts to update its guiding plan with two public workshops. Both will be held at the Humboldt Bay Aquatic Center, 721 Waterfront Drive in Eureka, room 203. The Thursday workshop this week from 5:30 to 7 p.m., an opportunity to learn about and discuss RCEA's Comprehensive Action Plan for Energy, incorporating public input received during the plan's first update phase in August and September. Then on Friday, 1 to 4 p.m., the Forestry, Engineering, and the Environment workshop will focus on the use of biomass for electricity generation in RCEA's energy mix. The Adult Drug Court Program inviting the public to celebrate the completion of its program by 11 participants. That's happening on Friday, 2:30 p.m. at the Jury Selection Room, ground floor of the Humboldt County Courthouse. Members of the community sharing stories of those successful in changing their lives. Almost 550 participants have successfully completed the program since its inception in 1997. Well, those involved in the cannabis industry locally will have two opportunities to get funding through the county's Project Trellis to help their businesses and combat the effect of the war on drugs. In total, more than $1.5 million available to fund cannabis projects. First, the Humboldt County Cannabis Micro Grant and Loan Advisory Committee, a.k.a. the Project Trellis Committee, will be accepting applications for micro business grants starting today. The deadline to apply is December 16th. Second opportunity for funding is for the local equity program aimed at assisting individuals negatively or disproportionately impacted by the criminalization of cannabis. The City of Arcata is seeking community members to apply for one open volunteer position on the Planning Commission there. Arcata's planning commissioners play a key role in shaping Arcata's future, with the commission having final authority for most planning and physical development within the Arcata planning area. Those who apply should have interest in learning all aspects of city planning, development, and historic preservation. Applicants with a background in natural resources or environmental compliance are encouraged to apply for the open post. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.